Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the captivating coming-of-age novel, Hound Dog, author Rebecca Hendricks takes you back to the vibrant year of 1958, a time when rock and roll pulsated through teenage hearts and five friends found harmony in chaos, forming the Hound Dogs. As societal forces clash, cultural upheaval takes center stage, they embark on a musical journey in the throes of a changing world. Rebecca has made her career doing accounting and judicial assistance work, but her passion has always been writing and creating colorful and exciting stories. She's a Colorado native where she lives with her husband. Hound Dog, a compelling story of camaraderie, ambition, and the magic of music, is the winner of the Bookfest Award for Young Adult Historical Fiction and Young Adult Boys and Men Fiction. And author Rebecca Hendricks joins us on This Week in America. Rebecca, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Rick.
You've got all the elements I love in this. This is a coming of age. We've got like music. We've got the 1950s and 60s. You've got it all in Hound Dog. Let's start off by telling a little bit about yourself. I briefly did like 5 seconds on your career. Tell me about yourself and where you this interest in writing began for you.
I think you pretty much covered almost everything about me. I do love to write. It is my favorite thing to do. I've been doing it ever since I was a little girl. I think I started writing when I was 6, but you know, it wasn't. But I wrote my first version of Hound Dog when I was 14. So yeah, it was a lot different back then. But yeah, I do love. My passion is writing, and it's been my dream to publish.
I was going to ask, where did this idea come from? And it actually came from what, probably real life when you were 14 years old? A lot of this action was going on around you.
I've always enjoyed music and listening to music. And I was a girl, and you know how you always love the rock stars, I guess.
Yes.
I just was really into the Beatles at that time, so I was just wanting an outlet to write some stories, and so that's how I started it back a long time ago. And then I ended up revisiting it. It started out with me just wanting to rewrite the story for myself. I had no intention of publishing, but my husband read it, and he was like the one that really started to really push me toward it, because he's like, this is really good. You got to try to do something with this. And I was like, well, you know, because I tried to be published before. This will age me, but it was back in the 80s, and it wasn't as easy.
Well,
I quit. But
I'm glad that your husband talked you into this. This is an excellent story. The book is Hound Dog, Hound Dog Series Book 1. We'll talk about others in the series with Rebecca as we go through the conversation. Rebecca Hendricks is the author and our guest. Her website is very simple. Her name, Rebecca Hendricks, HENDRICKS, author.com. We'll show you that and mention it throughout the course of the program. Book available wherever books are sold. Send you to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. And my thanks to Reader's Magnet for arranging our conversation today with Rebecca. Tell me a little bit about the story. Without giving away too much, it really is a coming-of-age story. You've got these friends. You've got they get together in a basement. Tell us a little bit about the story without giving too much away, but get everybody really interested in the story, Hound Dog.
Yeah, I think that the era itself plays a big character in
it.
It was such a fun time it was an exciting time to write about, and I really enjoyed that piece of it. I enjoyed creating the atmosphere and the world around it. It starts with basically how the band, they all meet each other, how they all come together to form this group, because the group when the story opens isn't anything serious at that point, because it's basically just some guys, you know, goofing off. And the one of the members, Patrick, he wants to get serious. He wants to, you know, pursue it.
Yes.
You know, he wants to start getting you know, into trying to get a make a career out of it. And John, the other main character, well, one of the main characters in the book, is like totally against it, because he just likes, well, I just want to goof around. I don't want to get serious. I don't want to play at this. And who's going to take us serious anyway? We're in a small town. You know, who's going to pay attention to us anyway?
Yes.
So that starts their conflict. And but then one of the members, Stu, introduces his friend James, who is totally different than the rest of the guys. He goes to college. He wants to be an accountant. He's very straight laced, but he can play the guitar really well, which is more than some of them can do. So there is the first attraction with him, is that he's got some talent. So. So John starts to pursue him to join the group. And so, yeah, it's all about them developing the friendship and all of their different backgrounds and all their different experiences and what they're going through.
Well, this really is a diverse cast, isn't it? Diverse characters you have there. Mm-hmm. You've got a great blend. Some who are, like you said, they're serious. Others just want to goof around and pick up girls. They're not that really interested in having records made. And how they all come together. And they face a situation where when an unexpected gig comes up, here's mm-hmm. a chance that maybe I put it in the make or break category. If this works out for them, this is big time. Talk briefly about how they handle that and why this is so crucial to what some of them have as dreams.
Well, it's actually Stu. There's a character in the book that he has this big, huge birthday party every year. He's really popular with the kids. He's, you know, so he always has this like great big birthday bash, you know, and it's a small town, so all the kids really look forward to it. So, He always has this big birthday bash. So Stu offered for the band to play at his party. He told them they would play. And, you know, when John finds out, he's like, what are you talking about? We're not even close to being ready. Why did you do this? You know?
Yes, yes.
And so he's really not too thrilled with that. But then James is like, well, you've got two choices. Basically, we go in and we do our best to get through it, or we just say, hey, you know, the band is going through a development stage and we're just not ready. You know, those are your choices. And John's like, well, he wants to save face. He doesn't want to look like a fool. But it's the real pivotal point for John, because he has to decide at that point, you know, am I gonna take this to the next level, or am I just gonna make this a goof off thing? So it's kind of the pivotal point for all of them, because
yes.
It's like, oh, now we need to decide, are we gonna be serious or are we just gonna be? So they figure out what they can do for the best with everybody's talent levels to just get through the night. You know what I mean?
Well, yes.
Let's do a song.
Yes.
Let's get on. Let's get off.
On and off.
You know, they just want to save face, and they don't have a drummer at this point. And so that's another obstacle that they have to deal with doing a song on stage. But they do manage to figure it out, and they go on stage. But that's when they meet Danny, and he's like this young guy who's new in town, and he's really got a lot of good personality. He's got a great charisma about him, and he's just plays guitar just for fun. He just loves to play guitar. So he goes on before them, actually, and he's awesome.
Yes.
So they're just kind of going, oh, no, now what do we do? Because Danny gets the crowd totally pumped. And so they're like, oh, great, here, now we have to go on, and we're basically going to be this bummer. But they go on, and they do their song, which is That'll Be the Day by Buddy Holly. And they're ready to get off, and then the crowd starts yelling, we want some rock and roll, we want some rock and roll. And they're like, now what do we do? So John's like, well, we're going to give them what they want. So they decide to play Hound Dog. And to cover up for the drum piece, he tells the crowd, hey, bang on whatever you can, make as much noise as you can. Let's get this, you know, really get them pumped up. So they're really excited. So they're making so much noise that... And but like at the when that first guitar solo comes along, Danny just jumps up there and joins him. And so with his talent, he just pulls it. He just gives it that extra push it needs to make it very successful.
So the good. Yeah, finish that thought, because it's so impressive what they were able to do, and that presents a dilemma. That, you know, there's good news and bad news. The good news is they were really good. The bad news for some of them is, wow, do we have something here? And I'm not sure we're ready to make the next jump. And that's what they're facing. And this all comes to life in Hound Dog, the new book in the series by Rebecca Hendricks. Book is available wherever books are sold. Her website is RebeccaHendricksAuthor.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, takes you directly to Rebecca's site. Were these characters based on people you knew, real characters, or did you make up all of these?
Yeah, I made them up.
It's right. I mentioned diverse. You've really got a good group there, which creates the sort of conflict. Their goals are not all the same as they enter into this. Sometimes you get guys to get together and the goal is to have a record. This was not the case. And to see it develop, to see what they go through, to see the strain on their relationship, how they brought some closer together, it's really a remarkable read. It's Hound Dog, and again, by Rebecca Hendricks, our guest on the program. What was the most interesting part of the story for you? And I hate to have you pick one out, but did you enjoy most developing the characters, that era? And you mentioned making like 1958 one of the characters in there. What was really interesting for you as you write this story?
I think, you know, it really was learning a lot more about the era. I mean, you know, I knew some stuff. You know, I just knew mostly, you know, what everybody thinks about when they think about the 50s, you know, the bobby socks, the saddle shoes, the poodle skirts, the malt shop and stuff like that. But, you know, I found myself wanting to learn more about the era overall. And, you know, the other things that were going on, I mean, there was so much going on then. I don't think, you know, some people realized just how much was really going on. I mean, the cultural changes and, like, you know, we were still going through segregation at that point.
Yes.
Parts of this, you know, was stronger in the South and things like that. And, you know, there was that going on. And then the whole fear of the atomic bomb, of course, and that and you know, the whole thing about the, you know, communist piece.
Well,
so I mean, it was really interesting learning about all that other stuff. I mean, it was like, wow, this is just more than bubblegum and ponytail.
Yes, and I went through that. So you sort of romanticized what it was like back then. But then as I'm looking into like 1958, there were a lot of negatives there as well. I can remember that was the year Khrushchev took over the USSR, and the world was totally different after that, living in fear of a Russian invasion, a USSR invasion in the United States. Technology, it was very simple at the time. The big technology invention in 1958 was a classic Lego brand was patented in Denmark. So we come up with the Lego in 1958, and now we've got these massive computers and powerful computers that all of us wear in our wrist every day. It's just an amazing time. And you bring it all to life. That's what's so fascinating about this. You capture that. You capture the mood of the country. And you've got a new book coming out as well. I'll mention Hound Dog series. This is book one. We'll talk about continuation of that. But you've got a new book coming out here very soon.
Yes. Book two will be released in August. August 6th is the official release date. Yeah, and the title of the book is Hard Dog's Night.
I like that.
And it goes more into the whole thing about the rock and roll thing being considered the devil's music. I mean, that all comes to light. The whole ban on rock and roll, the whole concern really gets pushed to the front because things kind of blow up for them. They're going to play this show at the community center. It was just supposed to be this really like small thing. It wasn't supposed to be a big deal. It was just supposed to be this little show that they were going to do against their rival band, the Dice, who are on the rise. They're making a record, actually. so everybody knows the Dyes and they have a big fan base. But they were using an assumed name. They were going under Johnny and the Moonrockers, Joey and the Moonrockers. And so they were, you know, it was just supposed to be this little thing. Well, this girl starts poking around and finds out that it really is the Dyes. Well, the word gets out, and then it just blows up. I mean, everybody's there. It's like this huge crowd just is there, and the local DJ comes, and, you know, that's a big thing because they all love him, and so they're all circling him and rushing him, and so it just ends up, and then this, like, huge riot breaks out. So, you know, it just pushes all of that, like, you know, rock and roll causes juvenile delinquency, it's a problem. You know, and so far it hadn't been a problem in their small town, their community, and now they're like, you know, now it's like up in their face. So,
yeah, when we remember that, the people who grew up there remember, but this was great music, and their parents are like, you know, where's the big band orchestra that we thought was going to be playing here? I mean, it was a drastic change in music, and reflected in Rebecca's books, Hound Dog, and the new book coming out, Hard Dog's Night, that'll be releasing this August. Get information on that. You can pre-order that at Rebecca's website, which is RebeccaHendricksAuthor.com, and a link on that at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How many books in the series do you see?
Four.
Ooh, good.
I was going to go for three, but, you know, there's just so much that going on there. But I think it's going to be four.
I love the freedom that an author has. You talk so often to authors and they plan on maybe one book and then it's two and three. And then you've got the ability then to sort of pace yourself and to develop these characters and the storylines. And that's good news for the people who enjoy Hound Dog. There'll be others coming along and we can see the characters develop and find out what happens to all of them and their aspirations. What has been the most rewarding part of this, being an author so far? I mentioned you've always wanted to do this, but you had a successful career as well. What's been the most successful, the most fun part of being a published author?
It's just been the thrill of living my dream. You know, I've wanted to, you know, do this my whole life, and it's just, you know, been really awesome to be able to do it, and then to win the Book Fest Award.
Yes.
For, you know, best young adult fiction novel historical fiction novel was really incredible. It was really awesome. It gave me that push to keep going. Because, you know, it isn't an easy journey. I've learned a lot. So that's been cool. I think I've also enjoyed meeting all the different people like you and, you know, people like that. It's been really awesome to put my story out there.
Well, we're happy. I thank you, and we're happy to be able to spread the word to people out there. It's an excellent series. It's written visually, so you really see these characters. We all picture them in our minds, probably differently from one individual to the other, but we picture the characters. We picture what they're going through. It's like a TV series, which it could very easily be, that captures that era and the positives and the negatives of that area and how times have changed. I was looking at the top five TV shows in 1958, heavy on Westerns, Gunsmoke, Wagon Train, Have Gun Will Travel, The Rifleman, and the Danny Thomas Show slipped in there at number five, but heavy on Westerns. For the most part, black and white Westerns. And the music was really varied during that time frame as well. And it wasn't separated like it is now in categories. You've got a country song and sort of a pop song and an easy listening song. It really was a nice era. What was it like going back and researching that?
It was fun. I mean, I learned so much. I watched a lot of, you know, documentaries and stuff like that. You know, it's amazing just how even research has just changed so much, because you used to have to go to the library and try to hunt through, you know, the catalog and stuff, trying to find what you need. Now it's at your fingertips.
Well, no, and I sometimes take
really
that for granted. Well, yeah, I can remember getting a roll of dimes and going to the library. Mm-hmm. So in the periodicals, I can make copies that I could take out of the library and go home to prepare for shows. And now you sit at your desk, unfortunately, maybe all day sitting at your desk because there's so much research out there. But we've come a long way, and we appreciate the old days and the times, and we really appreciate where we are now with all of this. In the future, you've got this series. Are you thinking about other books as well, other topics?
Yeah, I have a couple of ideas for a couple of other series that I'm thinking about doing after Hound Dogged. I think I'm going to probably continue in the 1950s vein just for a while,
Yes.
Just because I enjoy it so much. Because it is, like you were saying, it just is a simpler time. The mindset was different. And it is kind of nice, too, because it was such a pivotal time that you can kind of mess with it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Have people getting ideas and thoughts about the future and what that might look like for them. And, you know, like even the women in my books coming up against, you know, that typical stay at home and be, you know, the housewife thing. So,
yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think I'm going to stay there for a while. I might do a few standalones. I do have some ideas for another book. I think takes place during the Depression, but that would be more, you know, I think a standalone, that one would be.
Yes. It was a great time to come of age, so much so I never came of age. I've enjoyed coming of age. I've done it now for an extended period of decades, but why grow up
when
you can still go back and sort of relive those times? The book is Hound Dog Series Book 1. Rebecca Hendricks is our guest on the program. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold. The picture for the video version I love, and it's a picture you have on your website. You with an old typewriter. Is that your grandfather's typewriter?
That was my dad's.
Dad's typewriter.
And I actually wrote two of original plays on that typewriter, but I didn't know how to type, so I only used one finger.
Well, I knew how to type, and I used one finger because I didn't know how to learn it, too. I didn't know that I'd mastered the, you know, where I could do a lot. And I love the old typewriters, and I wish I had one of those now, but I wouldn't be able to use it because I made so many mistakes. Now you can just go back and correct
right.
it yourself.
Then
you couldn't
do
that.
Yeah, I mean, and those keys, boy, they were like, you really had to push down on them hard.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes you were like pounding a key to try
yes.
to get it work. But that's it. You'll see the picture of Rebecca and her father's typewriter if you go to our website. The website is RebeccaHendricksAuthor.com. Before we say goodbye, is there any message you'd like to give to the listeners, maybe in regards to the book or following their dreams? What would you like to leave with us?
Yeah, that's the biggest message that I have, and that I'm trying to express through in my books. Is, you know, is just don't give up on your dreams. Don't let yourself get, you know, pigeonholed into something. Believe in yourself enough to keep following that dream, whatever that might be or whatever it looks like. You know, that it's okay to be yourself and believe in yourself and to have those friends that are there for you no matter what and always have your back. So that was my message that I had, and that's the message that comes across in this series.
Wait,
because that's what they're all doing. They're all evolving and coming up against, do I do this or do I follow my dream or my heart in terms of what's best for me?
And there's no expiration date on dreams, is there? You followed yours later with some encouragement from your husband.
Yeah. You know, if you would have asked me 5 years ago, I would have laughed. So, yeah. Yeah, it is a game changer in your life too. Total game changer.
Well, here
just
you are.
Just gives you the confidence, you know. Well, just gives you confidence.
And then winning an award along the way
awesome.
Is just remarkable in 5 years, mm-hmm. what you've done, and with the new book ready to come out. Now, this book is available, Hound Dog Series Book 1 by Rebecca Hendricks, coming out soon, Hard Dogs Night. That'll be releasing in August. Pre-orders on her website. Her website is RebeccaHendricksAuthor.com. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And again, my thanks to Reader's Magnet, the self-publishing and marketing company, for arranging our conversation with Rebecca. Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Love the book. Can't wait for the new book to come out and more in the series. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick. It was wonderful.
It has been a pleasure. The book is Hound Dog Series Book 1, now available. Information on Rebecca's website, RebeccaHendricksAuthor.com. Books, of course, available wherever books are sold, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.